Now we're going to learn a little bit about Malicha. And this is a sugya in Chulin on Daf Tzadivav Amid Beis. And this sugya of Malicha, hopefully, will shed a new light on our sugya here on Kuf Ches of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And specifically the way Tosis interprets that sugya. So the case is, Malicha means that you normally take meat that has blood inside of it, and after salting it, you put it into a gigit, into some sort of receptacle that has nekev, that has, it's menukeves. Menukeves means it's got holes, so the blood goes down, you know, it's like sifting out the blood, and it gets collected underneath. But he did something that's a no-no, and what did he do? He did malicha in a gigit she'eino menukevet, which means that there's a backlog of dam. The dam is called tzir at this point. Now, what happens is that as he's doing this malicha, the basar is now sitting in tzir. It's kavush, how you say, soaking. It's soaking in the tzir. And Tosa says the following. How high is the level of the tzir? How much blood has gathered together here? Up to the level of chatzi achaticha. So there's half of the chaticha that's submerged under the tzir, and the other half is above the tzir. Now, before we see Tosus's shita, let's just talk about this, and we'll create a havamina, so to speak, before Tosus. Logically, we should be able to say here, chaticha nasis nevela, which means that the bottom half of the chaticha, since it has absorbed the tam of the dam, of the tzir, it now becomes nevela, meaning it's also b'toras dam. Once that happens, then the top half of the chaticha is going to become asura as well. Why? Because you have one chaticha, half of which is nevela, the other half is also nevela. Tosa says no. The chatzi chaticha b'tol chatzir is not polate, does not generate any tam in the other chatzi chaticha, which is above the tzir. Let's read the language in Tosus. He says, "In molchim basar harbe begigis sheina menukeves vaticha harishona, or one of the two chatichos, he chetzi b'toch hatzir vechetzi chutz latir. Ein tzarech lahashlich. He doesn't have to throw out elamasha b'sol chatzir." Amomasha chutz latzir mutar. The law arena, we don't say she yifafea. Yifafea means to spread out the tam of the dam lemala. You know, the anti-gravitational pull here goes up vertically. The yes or es kolachatich. Okay, the next part is not for us. He says, "V'af im yeshuman bebasar." Usually, when a piece of meat is very fatty, the fat serves as a conduit to transmit the tam throughout the chaticha. He says, "Even if there's shuman bebasar shebetoch hatzir, lo aminon." Oh, these are the key words. The nase nevela machmas adam. V'chozer v'oser mashachutz letzir. Tosis is now implying a question which he's about to answer. Why don't we apply the principle here of chaticha nasis nevela, which means I couldn't care less whether the dam is going to be mefafea. That's not my issue anymore. Because the chatzi basar b'toch hatzir now is nevela. Right? It was basar shchuta, basar shalhet, but now it came basar nevela, it's saturated with dam. So whether that dam travels or not should be irrelevant. Why? Because now the basar itself is asur. It's not just the tzir that's absorbed in the meat, but we apply the principle called chaticha das levela, which means that everything, the whole bus, is a new entity of Isur. And if that be the case, then even if the dam doesn't travel from the bottom to the top, you know, up in an upward motion, but nevertheless the tam will be transmitted from the chatichas basar to the other chatichas basar, or to the other half of this chatichas basar. So you now have a contact between basar and basar, and clearly there'll be a nesinas tam. So what are you going to answer? You're going to say to me, well, that nesinas tam is not the tam of dam, it's only the tam of basar. Well, that contravenes the very fundamental principle called chaticha nasis nevela. Now again, there are some Rishonim who would answer Tosis and push him off with a puff, because we don't have Chaticha Nasavela. We only have Chaticha Nasavela where? In Bas V'Cholav. We don't have it in Shari Surim. Dam is Shari Surim. But Tosis Lishitoso, and that was the first essay that we had on the other side of this page, is of the opinion that a Chaticha Nasavela applies even to Shari Surim. Hence, in the case of Dam, clearly the Chatzi Chaticha below the tzir line that's absorbed the tzir is now what we call a chatichas nevela. Well, if it's chatichas nevela, then I don't care whether the dam goes up or goes down, in which direction it flows. That's not my problem. I have two pieces of meat that are cooking together at the same time in the same pot. When I say two pieces, I mean each chatzi chaticha can be viewed as a chaticha. So what happened to the principle of chaticha nasnevel? Who asked this kasha? Tosis asked this kasha. But now we have to understand Tosis' answer. The law of reading chaticha nasnevela less our shara chatichos, or for that matter the other half of this chaticha, elahecha sheha isur mikoach atzmo Yochol lispashet becholach haticha dumya de tipas cholav. In tipas cholav, that drop of milk, by its own, momentum, if you could use that word, after it falls onto the meat, is going to travel throughout the entire piece of basar, making it into a piece of nevela. However, let's say Iser falls on Heter in such a way that the Iser has a limited travel visa. You know, it can only go so far. It's like when my wife and I were in the Soviet Union, we were able to go to Latvia, but we couldn't go one step further to Belarus because we didn't have the visa. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't see my father's shtetl. But what's happening here is that Chaticha Nasis Nevela says Tosfos, and again I don't understand, don't begin to understand why, only applies when the Isur has the momentum, has the force and the power to travel throughout the Chaticha. If that Tipas Cholov can travel throughout the Chaticha, then the Chaticha becomes a Chefza of Nevela, Chefza of the Isura. But if the original Iser, like in the case of Dam, which penetrated into the lower half of the Chaticha, does not have its own built-in power to travel throughout the Chaticha, then the Dam remains in the bottom half, and we don't apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Now again, I would have said that Tosis, you know, he's like off base over here. But Raya Lekach, Tosis quotes an explicit halacha, it's not just a sugya, it's all over the place, which is called Kedei Klipa. So what happens in the case of Kedei Klipa? You have the Vela, and you have Basa Shchuta, and they touch each other. So you have heat, which is the element of transfer of time, but you don't have any liquid. So the din is that in such a case, all you have to do is peel off the outer layer of the chatichas basa shchuta, and that's the end of the story. The rest of that chaticha is muteres. Fractosis, why don't we apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela? That on that klipa, right, that outer layer of the basa shchuta, now, since it absorbs the taste of what? Of the nevela, it becomes nevela in and of itself. That's called chanan. And I can do this ad infinitum with every klipa that you'll peel off. I can always say from one klipa to the next, there is a spreading of at least the tam of the basa. Meaning, forget about the fact that there was a tam isur that's bolua in the klipa. Let's just talk about the klipa itself as a cheftz of heter. That klipa is now giving off tam to the next klipa. Ad infinitum. Right? Because even in the absence of a liquid, there is a pipua of kidei klipa. That's the sheer pipua. So from one klipa, we should get into the next klipa. Why? Because each klipa is a cheftzid isura by virtue of chanan. And the answer is nein. Because since the isur in the nevela only has the power to penetrate kidei klipa's worth of the basa shchuta, therefore we don't apply chana. We do not apply chana. So therefore what we're left with is just the tipa. The tipa has no power in of itself to spread. El al karchak tzarch lomar. This is how he completes this presentation of Tosfos. Eina nesar yochol lesar. The power of chanan to create an iser on the basar itself, the basar heter, only extends to makom she iser yochol lelach, but not beyond. So if the iser can't go beyond that, then there's no iser in the basar. He says, L'chor tzarch iv. He says, if we're holding like Rabbeinu Tam, and there's no reason to assume otherwise, because Tosus is probably reflecting the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the Aminan Chatichat Asavel Af Bishari Sur. Does anybody know who the Bar Pluta Rabbeinu Tam is?
Rabbeinu Ephraim.
So there's machlokas now between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. And we could probably add a number of other Rishonim to Rabbeinu Ephraim's list, and that's the Rambam that we discussed yesterday, and we could talk about the Ran, and they all hold that in Shari Surim there's no din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. But we're talking in Rabbeinu Tam's frame of reference, and you see it from the fact that Tosfos asked the question, well, in this Chatichas Basa, why don't we apply the principle of Hanan? And the whole Issa that he's discussing here is Dam, that's Shari Surim. He's not talking about Basa B'chola. So he says the following. Bishlema B'basa B'chola T'chol Echad B'fnei Atzmu Heter Elshis Nesarvu Yachad V'nesru K'ei Mestaber Lo M'shekol Atavu V'skula Neseres K'gufo Shal Isur Avol B'shar Isurim ma'ikal meimar, hagei yesh rak b'lias isur b'tocha chatik lo minachshavas kol chatik kigufa shal isur shal inyan zeh sarach levatel as kol chatik kidei shalo teoser shalo teesor shar chatikos b'taroves u'bepshuto yenir levar da haynu time the chatik rasas nevel b'shar isur mishum de tam ki ikar v'yedei nesina satam harei haheter nepach lios isur. So what is Chaticha Nasa Nevela? It means Tam Ki Ikar, that the Torah is Mechadesh, that we identify the Be'en with its Tam. So even though we never had a Be'en here of Isur, right, because we're talking about the Chatichas Heter, but nevertheless if we have the Tam of Isur that penetrates into the Isur, the entire basar, or whatever foodstuff it is, becomes a chefza di surah. That's called chaticha nasa nevela. So when you have a foodstuff that is in and of itself heter, but it's got a tam isur, that penetrates throughout the heter, that heter now becomes isur. And that's called chaticha nasa nevela. So that now we go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chatichin Aslevel applies not just to Basar B'Cholav, but to all Isurim. And the principle is based on the logic that Tam Kikar means that when the Tam enters into the Chaticha, that Chaticha itself becomes a Cheftza D'Isura. Is in Ken Kasha. The Hechi Amrinan. She'ena nesa yochel lesar ella b'makom sha isa yochel lelech l'sham. Hakol she'ha isa nosan tam b'nesar. Harei unase kegufo shal isa. So then I don't care one iota whether the dam could go up for that as long as I have the basa. The basa itself becomes an isur, right? Ha isur ha heter nepach lios isur. Mevelim establish yochol sheyuchal lesar b'chol makom should be atzmo yochol ispashe. In other words, wherever the basar itself could be mispashe, that's where it's also. So even though it's true that the dam that was nivla could not be mispashe, because it can't go, you know, up and, you know, travel up, you know, vertically upwards. But nevertheless, the basar is giving off its tam because there's a cooking process in, or a melicha process in which the basar is going is getting very hot. I don't mean that literally, but it's kiroseya. So how can Tosas say that even though Hanan applies to shari surim, nevertheless I would not answer the basar that's outside of the tzur because the dam habalua is not able to penetrate? Who cares about the dam habalua? Once we establish Hanan, then we're saying that that which was basar heter is now basar isa. That's the essence of Hanan. So what I have to look at is not the pipua of the dam, but rather the pipua of the bus. Everybody hear the kasha? And now we have to see the teretz. That's going to be the challenge over here. So what we're going to have to now do is we're going to have to say that Hanan is not exactly what we think it is. We think Hanan means tam ke'ikar, and this piece of meat that's hosting the tam of Isur, even though the meat itself was heter, now converts itself into Isur, and that's called chatichin ases nevel. We see from Tosis that cannot be the accurate description of the mechanics of Hanan. But rather, the Geder Inyan Hanan, the Shari Surim, Eino Sheheter Nefach Lios Isur, that would absolutely undermine the position of Tosfos. Dili Olam Eina Heter Nefach Legufo Shal Isur Al Yedei Nesinas Tam. So now the question is, if we still have what's called a Bilua, that means you have Heter that's holding on to a Tam of Isur, and the Heter itself remains Heter, it's Eino Nefach. So what is the meaning of Hanan? You've really just undermined the whole meaning of Hanan. We're going to have to shift. There's only one option here, that Hanan operates within the framework of Bittul, meaning how do you calculate Shishim? Do you calculate Shishim against the Bilua, or do you calculate Shishim against the entire piece of meat? Ultimately, the piece of meat itself is Heter, and therefore in terms of its relationship with other pieces of meat, if there's no rotev, for example, it's going to be de klipa. Or maybe if there's no heat, then there won't be any transfer of tam. Why? Because the basar itself is mutter. So if the basar itself is mutter, why are we calculating shishim against the basar? We should be calculating shishim against the bilua. What does Hanan mean? If not, that we calculate against the entire piece of meat, but the piece of meat is heter. Why is it sufficient to get shishim against the belua? He says the following: Ella, what is Hanan? Din cheshbin shir shishim. Interesting. The question is how to calculate shishim. Do we calculate shishim against the belua or against the basar itself, the entirety of the meat. I mean, that's a tremendous nafkavina, because in most cases we'll have shishim against the bilua, but, you know, if the piece of meat is significant in its value, it's highly doubtful whether you have shishim against the entire piece of meat. So why are we calculating sheer shishim against the entire piece of meat? Lo sagi v'shishim can get abliya. Okay, that I understand. El etzarach shishim af kineged kolach haticha. But why is that so? Again, the haticha itself is heter. Harai, it's not transferring any time. But why do I need shishim against the entire haticha? I don't know. In my mind, if you're going to answer this question, you'd have to mamish discover America. You're going to have to say something really revolutionary. And I can't even begin to think what you could say. So in my mind, this cause is a lost cause from the get-go. I don't believe there's any way of answering this question. At the end of the day, it's Tzarech Iyun Gadol. He says, El tzarich shishim af kineged kol haticha shehichzika es ha'isur behivia oso l'toch taroves zu. It sounds like we're playing bad cop over here. You know, like you remember the old Mad magazines. You know, the guys who wear the black and the guys who wear the, you know, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. So you and I would have said the bad guy is the blia of Isur. You know, zap him with shisha. And the rest of the basa that received that original time, he's the good guy. You don't need shishim against the chaticha. Nay, you need shishim against the chaticha. The bad guy who's wearing the black clothes is not just the blia, but it's the entire chaticha. Why? Because he hevia oso l'tov tarobizom. That there's a din in bittul, that we always have to focus on the medium, on the intermediary, that brought the Easter into the heter. That's the bad guy here. The outlaw is the fellow who plays the role of bringing evil. And it's the conduit here to bring the tam of whatever it might be, let's just call it the vela, into this whole taroves is the basar itself. And therefore, the basar itself becomes a quasi-chefza disura. Again, it's only a medium to bring the belia into the taroves. Let's say, for example, Echaticha could not serve the function of bringing, transmitting or schlepping the balua into the tarovas. Like, for example, the case of Tosis with the tzir, right, that the part of the meat that is submerged in the tzir has no way of transmitting that dam to the rest of the chaticha or the other chatichas, because dam doesn't travel in that direction. So the chaticha is now impotent. It cannot play this bad role of being the conduit for the dam. In that case, we will not apply the principle of chaticha nasa zavela, because the whole essence of chaticha nasa zavela is to require shishim against the chaticha, because it's the chaticha that brings the tam or iser. That's a new mechanics over here. That what is the, you know, like you have a train, right? So if let's say you have some illegitimate goods, what are they called? You have contraband. So the train is bringing the contraband over the federal lines, you know, from one state to the other, over state boundaries. So the train itself now becomes like a quasi chefza disura. So the basar is now the conduit to create this whole tarobas. Why? Because it's schlepping the dam, it's schlepping the Isra Balua into the tarobas. Ah, then you need shishim against that conduit, that carrier that is bringing the Isra into the tarobas. I can only tell you, Rabosai, this is very mechanical. it's not something that I, you know, I also believe that the halacha is mechanical to some extent. It's not philosophical, but there should be some element of logic to it. I'm not sure that I have the grasp on it yet. The Meili says, V'yachol sheini yisi yachol ispashit ein tzarech levatel shum davar. V'yena nesa yachol lesar klal shanesar mi'olam lo nesar b'emes. All that it has is a blias isur. So again, when do we say chanan, and therefore we look at this chaticha ki'ilu it was nevela? That's only when that chaticha can take the tam balua and bring it into the tarovis. That's what chaticha nas nevela is all about. It sounds to me that chaticha nas nevela, according to this approach, is drabonah. It's not Doraisa. So the Rabbanan are going to say, you know what? We're going to require Shishim against the entire Basar, because the Basar is bringing the Iser into the Kedera, into the Taromes of Het. Therefore, we're going to make believe that this Basar is a Heft of the Veil. We require Shishim against the entire Basar. But, say the Rabbanan, what would be in a case where this chaticha, although it has absorbed the tam of Iser, has no way, no power to bring that tam of Iser into the kedera? In such a case, we don't apply chanan. The whole point of chanan, of requiring kshishim against the chaticha, is because this chaticha is creating the problem of a tarobis of Iser v'hefer, which means that this chaticha is carrying the tipas Iser, the tam of Iser, into the hefer. But in a case where that doesn't work, because we're dealing with tzia that only goes one direction, not the other, then we cannot apply the principle of chaticha nasas nevela. That's what he says. Now let me ask you a question. Is there anyone in their right mind who would possibly say that chaticha nasas nevela is derabbanan? Honestly, I mean, Eliezer, if he was here, he would probably say, oh, chaticha nasas nevela is only derabbanan. But honestly, I would completely reject that. But I have here a sefer called Moreshes Moshe, and he has three shitas. He has one shita that denies chaticha nasas nevela entirely in Shari Surim, and that's Rabbeinu Ephraim in the extreme. He has the other extreme that says that chaticha nasas nevela is doraisa in Shari Surim. And then he has a middle shita that chaticha nasas nevela in Basar B'chalav is doraisa, but in Shari Surim it's only derabbanan. Now, if Hashem will be good to me, I'll be able to find this for you. Just one second. Because this sefer keeps going on and on. It's, what do they say, the blessing that never ends? What's it called? Oh, let's see where I could find this. Nechleku Rishonim. One second. Nechleku Rishonim b'din Chanan b'shar Isurim. And he says the following. Tosfos, the Eshkol, the Urim, the Ran, you know, you're familiar with his style, he just gives you lists and lists. He says, Kosfos, the din Chanan b'shar Isurim hu midrabbanan. So let's just stop here for a moment. I don't know that Tosfos accepts this Shita. In fact, I would have said that Tosfos holds that Chanan in Shari Surim hu min HaTorah. Now it's interesting, when he gets to the list of those who maintain that Shari Surim Chanan is min HaTorah, he quotes the Plesi, the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Kivega, these are all Achronim, the Chidush HaRim, if you're a Gera Chassid. This is all very nice. But is there a Shita on a Doraisa level that holds that Din Chanan is Asur min HaTorah b'Shari Surim? So the last thing on his list is the Sefer HaTrumos. Now the Sefer HaTrumos, if I'm not mistaken, you could Google this for me, I think he lived during that transitional period, but he quotes the Rush. So now we have one Rishon on this list, if it's accurate. But the rest of the list is like a who's who in Achronim's list. but it's very sparse when it comes to Rishonim. On the other hand, when he speaks about the Rishonim who hold that Hanan in Sharisu is only Drabbanan, he's got a very impressive list. He himself calls it Rov HaRishonim. And on the list he has Tosfos. So I'm really baffled by this. I'm not sure if it's possible that Tosfos really holds this Hanan and Sharisu, but it's only the Rabbanan. Now let me quote to you the Uraim. That's another sheet. He says that the Uraim Pirish Til me'achar shenikra shem Yisrael achaticha im lo nishayer b'kula osi lidei kilkul v'af b'nevela gemura lo yisharu b'kula. So basically, according to the Reim, Hanan b'shar Yisum is a gzera otu nevela atzma, right? Because Hanan is the case where you don't have the nevela; you only have the piece of meat that received the tam of the nevela. But you know what? If you're going to treat that piece of meat differently than you treat the nevela itself, he's going to eventually make that mistake. Now, by the way, he has a sheet of the Marik. Marik was like a late Rishon, probably just 6 centuries ago, and he writes that Iser Hananu midoraisa. But listen to this. Elisha ain't lokin olav. Vidino kidin chatzishir. I mean, if you want to get it complicated, if you want your head to start spinning, here's a good place. What we're saying is that Hanan is doraisa, but you don't get malchus for it. And what's his paradigm case of an isa doraisa of machalos asurus without malchus? Chatzishir. So the Pnei Yoshua, in order to interpret this, he says that Hanan b'shari surim, according to the Shita, is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Wild. I mean, could you imagine that until the Pnei Yoshua lived 2.5 centuries ago, we never found the words halacha l'moshe b'sinai with regard to Hanan? I mean, again, pardon the expression, but chutzpah neira, that someone in the 1700s is going to tell me that this din is doraisa, but it's based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. I mean, that, like, you know, my friend, you know, that takes a lot of gall, you know, to come up and wake up, you know, in the 18th century and come up with this principle. Oh, this is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Again, he's standing on the shoulders of the Marik, who came, let's say, 2 or 3 centuries before him, who says that there's an Isur Doraisa here in Hanan Mishar Yisurim, but ain't lokin all. Now, if you maintain, and again, I don't know which Rishonim hold this way, but maybe the Rosh that we said, that Hanan is Osur Doraisa Mishar Yisurim, he says, Nechluku Achron, Mao Mekar Ledin Hanan Minatorah, meaning in Shari Surim. So he gives a whole list of achronim who say that this is just tam ke'ikar. This sounds very similar to what the Rav was saying. That tam ke'ikar means that if you're carrying the tam, the Torah considers that as ikar, as if you are the chefts of nevela. But the Rav says that if you go with that approach, that you don't begin to understand Tosfos, who says that the other chatichos in this mixture are all mutter. How can they be mutter? If Tam Ki'ikar tells me that the basar that's holding on to the Tam is asur, then for sure, you know, it's going to generate a Tam on other pieces of basar. Then he has another pshat in the name of the placey, the Alfina and Binyan Avmi Basar B'chola. Now that makes a lot of sense. That if the Torah says that even though the Isur here is the Cholav in the Basar, but nevertheless the entire Basar is Asur, so I'm going to extrapolate that, I'm going to, by analogy, I'll apply that to other Isurim and say that even though what's Asur is only the Tam Nevela that's in this Basar, but the whole Basar becomes Asur. Again, it's very similar to Tam Ki'ikar, but he says Nafkemina. This Nafkamina is going back to what is the Nafkamina where the Hanan is Doraisa Drabbanan. Nafkamina number one is B'makom Safek. Kigon shenishpacha taroves. So we don't know how to be Mashiach, and we don't know. Are we looking for an Issa Doraisa here? Or are we looking in the worst case scenario for an Issa Drabonon? And the nafkamin is whether we can be Mekil in a suffer. Beis. Another nafkamin is Bedin Issa Drabonon. Ah, would you apply Chanan to an Issa Drabonon? If you're telling me that Chanan itself is Drabonon, then it might be Gzera L'Gzera. So the Rabbanon would not extend this Gzera of Chanan to an Issa Drabonon like Basar Of Bechola, for example. Which he doesn't mention here, but I think that's what he has in mind. Masha Enkin, if you hold a Chanan and Shari Surah's Doraisa, then in a case of an Issa Drabonon, we're going to apply the Chanan Doraisa to an Issa Drabonon because it's not two Gzeras. But what do I get from this Moreshes Moshe here for our purposes is that maybe Chanan is Drabonon. Or if it's not the Rabbanon, it's a kind of quasi-doraisa, like if it's Beni Ubeni, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no Malkus, and it's not a clear doraisa. Like, for example, Orlas Chutzarts is Halacha Moshe Sinai, and in the case of Suffolk in Orlas Chutzarts, we're Mekil. So you see that Halacha Moshe Sinai is not exactly like a doraisa. So it could be that the Rabbanon, I mean, this is Tarach Iyun. For this, you have to get a hold of the Encyclopedia Talmudin, look up Halacha Moshe Sinai, and see the sources. Could be that the Rabbanan have a certain amount of manipulative authority. They can manipulate how exactly the Halacha Moshe Sinai works and when it works. So they can come up with this mechanics that if the Tam Iser is going to be brought into a Taroves through this Cheftzah de Terah that now received the Tam Iser, then we're going to require Shishim against the entire Chaticha. Yeah, that's going to be similar to Chanan Doraisa in Bas Mechalav, and we have to get nervous about it. But in a case where the Chaticha de Sura that became Asur simply because of the Tam Balua has no way of transferring that Tam to the Tarovis, then we have a right to say, let the Tarovis be Mavatel the Tam Iser B'Shishim, and there's no need to be Mavatel the Cheftza the Basar itself. That's the best I can do. So, B'li Neder, you know, when we get together on Yom Rishon, what I'd like to do with you is the next piece of Gemara about Rav and Levi. I mean, we covered it a little bit in the morning shiur, but maybe we can get more. There's a Rabbeinu Gershon, and have we ever discussed Ein Bishul Achar Bishul here?
Yes,
we did.
I'm trying to figure out what we said about it.
Not recently.
Not recently, but I'm saying since we started Chulin
in the Shabbos. In the Shabbos, we discussed it.
But not here in Chulin. I think we did.
Well, I was away, so.
Right. I think we did because I think Rabbi Sachnowitz was here. And he was talking about Ein Bishul Achar Bishul in Shabbos. That's why I think that's the gemara that we did, because that sugya of Rav and Levi with Rabbeinu Gershon is really a sugya of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Right, and that's where we said a shtickle Torah to differentiate between Shabbos and Bas V'Cholo. It could be very well that in Shabbos ain't Bishul Achar Bishul because there's no Meleches Machsheves. There's no
I remember this from Shabbos.
But it could be that in Bas V'Cholo the Torah prohibits the Maisa Bishul.
Yeah. I remember learning this in Shabbos with you.
And even the second Bishul would be Mechayev. So that I don't know if there's any need to reiterate that. Right, so you know what? I'll try over Shabbos.
I am not going to object to going through it again. I have no problem. I'll be fine with it.
There's a piece on it in Hari Kedem. I would delay the decision as to what we're going to do on Sunday, because let me see if I can review the sugyas, and then I also wanted to go over something with regard. Oh yeah. Another perhaps pshat in that Rashi about Kiman de Nakedami in Bamatzia Daftal. So that's my homework for over the weekend. And we said that we plan to get together the beginning of December, right, for a Friday night to give a presentation.
I'll wait to hear some words from you.
Yeah, because I have to. you know, for me, there's so many issues with my mother-in-law, this and that, who's going to chutzlitz and what, you know, my life is a little bit... So I'll try to get back to you on that.